Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And now that the Christmas season is officially upon us, you know that Mormon.org has got a great new video for you to watch and share and an initiative to be involved with. And this year, it's called Light the World. And while we celebrate with different forms of light during the season, with Christmas tree lights and candles and different things, this campaign is all about being a light to those around us through acts of service. So for 25 days, starting December 1st, you are encouraged to serve at least one person a day in any way that you'd like, and it's all inspired by the different acts of service that the Savior did when he was on the earth. And it all kicks off on December 1st, as I mentioned, with a worldwide day of service where everyone around the world is encouraged to serve or allow themselves to be served on that day. Steve King works for the LDS Church Missionary Department, and he's been involved heavily in this initiative, and he joins us today to talk about it. Thanks for being here, Charlotte.
Thanks for inviting me back.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit, what was the impetus behind this campaign?
Every year we have to come up with a new concept or a new idea. And this one actually came to us from a conference talk that was given by President Monson. It was called Be an Example and a Light. He said, as we follow the example of the Savior and live as he lived and as he taught, that light, which is really his light, will burn within us and will light the way for others. That's really quite remarkable when you think about that. If we do what we should do and follow the example of the Savior, we're actually helping light this world. And so that's where the theme came from. Scripturally, we have a couple of ideas there too. In John 8:12, the Savior said, I am the light of the world. And then in Matthew 5:14, he said, ye are the light of the world. And I think that's more of an invitation for us to become as he is.
Right. And just thinking about, you know, what the connection between service and Christmas is, you know, we're told that the light of Christ, anyone can be influenced by that. And that's everywhere. That's something that we're just born with, that's inherent. And when we do things that the Savior would do, that enhances that light and that influence around the world, especially this time of year when we're celebrating his birth. So I think it's an amazing initiative. It's a really great connection that your department has made. So everything for this campaign will be housed on Mormon.org. And one of the coolest things that I think about this whole initiative is that they'll actually give you suggestions for service projects and different little activities that you can do every day to serve someone. And it's all influenced by the Savior's teachings. And I'm curious, Steve, where did these ideas for these service projects come from?
How do we come up with so many different ideas for service? And I think as we follow the example of the Savior and look through the scriptures, we can see him serving. So that's probably the inspiration behind it. But modern day, for this initiative, we have worked very extensively and collaborated with all the departments of the church. We've worked with the area offices around the world so that we could be international in our approach. And as we brought those ideas together, we've assembled a creative team to help establish what should and should not be done, ran that through a management team and an executive team, and then, of course, the brethren. Some of the general authorities have had a lot of input in this also. So it's really a conglomerate of a lot of different people, a lot of different ideas, but all founded in the idea that the Savior served. And of course, scouring the New Testament, you can find example after example of where he lit that light for us to follow.
And I love that a lot of people influenced and inspired these ideas, because there's people that need service in different ways.
Correct.
And if you're only thinking of service through your own lens, sometimes you miss other opportunities that could be really useful for someone. When people do these service projects, how can they share those ideas? How can they submit them? How is social media kind of involved in this campaign?
So the title of the initiative is Light the World. Put a hashtag in front of that, and then you can post stills, you can post video, you can use that as the platform basically to get this message out there. So we're going to focus very heavily on the social media aspects of the hashtag Light the World. Mm-hmm. So we would hope that as people had service projects, or they do service, or they're served, that they would post those to the social sites using that hashtag. Then we will grab those through an aggregator and be able to use those on the website, actually, the Mormon.org website, which will be a really remarkable thing to see. And of course, it'll always be changing. It'll be dynamic. So you'll see different things each time you come back.
And what a great way to be inspired by other people. You know, if you're struggling to know, how can I execute this service project? How can I do this in a comfortable way, in a way that helps people? You can see what other people have done.
This is a very, very busy month for most people around the world, thinking about Christmas, decorating, meals, all of the different things, the celebrations that happen. To throw an overlay, if you will, of asking the membership or even anybody in the world to serve, we hope that they don't look at this as, oh, no, it's just another thing we've got to do. Mm-hmm. We hope that you take the idea of light the world and be a light to others. So in any way that you can, in any simple way that you can, we just hope people will grab this initiative and run with it so that it becomes something that will light the world, using the example of the Savior.
Well, and service can be something, I mean, there's no better way really to celebrate the life of Christ, the greatest example of service, than by doing service. And I was looking through some of the ideas on the website, and just doing something simple like inviting someone to dinner. You're not really going out of your way to do something that you wouldn't normally be doing. You're cooking dinner for your family. You can invite someone who might not have family around or who might, you know, be running low on their budget and just needs a little extra help. You know, that's not really, it doesn't take a lot of extra effort just to set an extra place at the table.
Right.
So I think those are really great, very applicable ideas.
And I think as people come to Mormon.org and look at the videos we've created for each day of the month, that may give ideas also. Mm-hmm. Just simple things that you could do inside your family to serve each other would help bring this light of Christ into the world.
And you quite literally mean the world. So can you talk a little bit about how different countries and areas of the world are getting involved in this initiative?
Well, we've heard reports, which is really good. I just received a report this morning from South Africa, Southeast area. They conducted yesterday a red carpet event where they invited the dignitaries in and exposed to them the graphics and the motifs of the campaign. And it was very, very successful. We have reports of Mexico doing just incredible things with bus wraps and billboards and the visitor center and TV advertising. We've also been working with the Philippines and the Pacific area. And we hope to see, and they've made arrangements for TV commercials to be aired every night from 6 to 9 p.m., at least three every night from the 1st of December till the 25th of December. So, and I'm sure there's many other things that we'll hear about as the area managers get involved and do things in their areas with the area presences. It'll be a remarkable worldwide event.
And it's really amazing. And every year I think, how can Mormon.org top this year's Christmas initiative? And this year I'm really floored because it's such an integrated, creative, and very touching and timely campaign. You see so much suffering around the world right now, and a lot of people wonder what can they do to help alleviate that, especially if you don't have a lot of means to donate or travel to different areas, but you can serve. And serving in your community is very, very useful.
That's one of the great things about a church worldwide campaign, if you will. We've teamed up with Welfare to create the Worldwide Day of Service, which is December 1st. It also marks the 80th anniversary of Welfare, so that's kind of a nice little tie into that. Uh-huh. But working with Welfare and having them help promote this, as well as the church and the missionary department, we'll see just some remarkable things happen. We're hoping that December 1st becomes a very, very, let's call it a bright day because mm-hmm. of all the light that is being shed because of the service that's being done throughout the world.
And the funny thing about service is that when you serve someone, you yourself feel sometimes even better than the person that you served. You get a lot of benefit
out
of the
service
that you provide for other people. What do you hope that participants will gain from this experience?
Well, there is satisfaction in service, just like you said. That's really, really important. It's really hard not to love the people that you serve. As you serve them, as the Savior taught, we learn to love them and overlook the things that get in the way of that love. So a lot of love is important. If I had to take missionary work from my experiences and say, what are some of the key factors in missionary work? Well, of course, it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His atonement, but also coupled with that is the love of the Savior. So as you serve people, you learn to love them, and they love you in return. And so that helps, if you will, light the world with mm-hmm. that type of an event.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being here with us today. I really hope that you can get involved in this, get your family involved in this. I think this would be a wonderful way to teach your children about the true meaning of Christmas. So again, that's on Mormon.org, where you can find all of those materials and all of that information. We're going to close our episode today with a quote. We've been talking about light a lot in our episode and different scriptures. And one of my favorite scriptures that talks about the light of the Savior is Mosiah 16, verse 9, and that's in the Book of Mormon. And it says, Abinadi is teaching, and he says, He is the light and the life of the world, yea, a light that is endless, that can never be darkened, yea, and also a life which is endless, that there can be no more death. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas season. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.